Hey guys, happy Sunday. You know what time it is. We are here on Fear of the Walking Dead after show on AfterBuzz TV. We're talking about MM54, season 4, episode 14. Wendell and Sarah, Alicia and Charlie on their trail and our hospital visit. Don't go anywhere.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh man.
We're back.
What an episode.
Yes, so good.
What's going on, After Buzzers? Welcome. We are here, Fear of the Walking Dead After Show.
Yes.
Just two of us today, but hey, that's
we're
who they came
down
to
the
see.
Fort. Yeah.
Right. I'm your boy, Danny Royce. We're here, and I am with the beautiful Krista.
Yes, I'm your host, Krista Flengey.
All right, my God. This episode, guys.
So
MM54.
Good.
At first, I really didn't know what that meant, but we found out. Very quickly.
Yeah, we did.
So what were your overall thoughts about the episode tonight?
I really, really liked that we got Martha's backstory.
Yeah.
Because it's good to know, I mean, we know she doesn't like helping people. She's made that very clear.
Right.
But to see why, I kind of felt for her. I was like, wow, she really had a tough go of it at the start. I know everyone has a different story
on
how they got to where they got in this world, but she was,
it was crazy.
No one would help her.
Right. Yeah, I know. Like, that could literally change some people.
Yeah, it changed her completely. She was like, I bet, an entirely different person prior. Right. Yeah.
For sure. Well, we'll get into that a little later. But yeah, the overall episode was awesome. It started off so crazy. Just like literally,
we
I'm
got
just
a lot
like,
of action
drama.
Too.
Yeah, like, right in the beginning.
Learning her backstory, we got everything going on in the hospital.
Right, everything.
All kinds of stuff.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about. So first, I want to get into Wendell and Sarah. We learned a lot about their past and their background with the Marines and all
that.
So I know, right? They're such a great duo,
And
their characters are amazing. So what were your thoughts when you found out about the Marines, and then Sarah left, and what did
I know.
You do?
Well, at first, I didn't put two and two together because Sarah was just like, I was in the Marines, and then we hear more about why Wendell's in the wheelchair and how he, you know, again, it all ties into helping people and where it gets you or what it doesn't get you. And it makes sense why they call each other brother and sister, because really, she left for him. She didn't agree with their protocols and their standards, and she went with her brother.
With her brother, I know.
I was like, that's so beautiful.
But we got in touch with Wendell and how he got into the chair, which is a terrible,
so tragic
story. But what do you think about his mindset now? Because some people are like Filthy Woman, you know, they take the situation, the circumstance, and they become evil and the result of the circumstance. But what do you think about Wendell's point of view here?
I liked that. Al was the one to kind of hear it and take that in, because I think it has a lot to do with what she decides to do later on in the episode. But I also just, he was like, you know, it limits me, and obviously I have to work a little harder to help people and do certain things, but it like makes me want to help them more.
Right. And
I
thought
like,
that was
so great.
I thought that was so amazing. But then he also goes to say that, you know, when he's talking to Al, that bad shit happens when you try to help people.
Yeah, he's like, you want to.
You finally get it. So, he just chooses to allow that the bad things to happen to him. So, where do you see like this relationship going as far as Wendell and Sarah against this Filthy Woman?
Honestly, I think it's gonna be him being in the wheelchair is gonna. It's already becoming an issue. Like they're on the roof right now, which we're gonna get into.
Yeah.
But how are they going to get him down? But I think it keeps, they've been dragging him. The whole reason they're in the hospital is because they needed, you know, they couldn't run.
They couldn't.
Yeah.
But
so
thank God they found another wheelchair in the hospital.
But Sarah would not leave him. So that, I think that might become I'll save it for predictions.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it might be.
I can't see them two ever like leaving each other's side. And there's going to be a time that I think it might be. Right. I don't know.
I wish
she wasn't limited.
We'll get into
it
in predictions.
Them,
But speaking of time, we got a little time to go over something with you, After Buzzers.
Yes, we do. So, hey, After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help After Buzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. Yes. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes. And go like us on iTunes and comment.
Subscribe.
We'll shout you out.
We check it out. We read the comments.
All day,
we love
every day.
Interacting with you guys.
So right.
Do it.
All day, every day.
Yeah.
So we're going to get into the big opening. Oh, my God. Opening scenes of the episode.
Yes.
Martha. We learned that MM54 is mile marker 54. That's where it all began, so to speak.
It's really where it all began
because it's crazy what happened when her husband was, you know, turned. It's crazy. So how do you think, like, you would have taken that if no one helped her?
I don't know if I would have, you know, went on to killing people that were helping other people after, but she was just shook to the core. She had a psychotic break, I think.
She did.
You could see her. She was like talking to whoever would listen, and she was just like, you know, why him and not me? He was the better person, the stronger person, the more person that was a nap.
She went mad, literally.
She literally, I think it was like close to a psychotic, it might have been a psychotic break.
And
she was even like bare hands digging, trying to bury him.
Oh my God. Yeah, and then she covered herself with everything.
Yeah.
Right. So, and then and last week, I believe, Timmy and I were talking about how she literally is just nuts because there's no rationalizing anything or justifying anything. I mean, according to her, obviously.
Yeah.
So no one would stop and help her. We started out with another car incident.
Yeah.
We had another car, like, pinned
Why
incident
are all these
last
people
week.
Getting impaled in
right,
their cars?
Clayton, last week we found so it was just no way out for him, and everyone just kept passing her by.
Which I'm assuming this was like right when everything started, so
it
people
had to
are
be.
Freaking
everyone,
out.
Yeah, because you had so many cars passing.
Yeah,
so
it was every couple minutes it seemed like someone was passing. So people were just like, you know, don't stop for anything, we gotta get out of here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. And then we see this transition of Martha to the filthy lady, a.k.a. Crazy Black Woman.
Yeah.
Shout out to Tim on that.
Yeah.
We see this transition as she just goes insane because she really had to kill her husband.
Yeah.
You know, and then
Barry will try.
And Barry, yeah. And so we see her after that really come upon these boxes for the first time.
Yeah.
And
but
so,
also, not to interrupt that, do you think, I get people should have stopped regardless and just been like, are you okay? But would anyone have been able to save him?
Right.
He looked like he was kind of a lost cause. Yeah.
Right.
Not that they knew because no one stopped, which is still not okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think she still would have ended up having to kill him in the end.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was probably holding him together.
So,
if he moved it,
she
would have died.
She should take that into consideration too when being like so crazy afterwards.
I was like, I guess at this point she's like, all right, I just need someone to help me now.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when he died.
It's the fact that no one stopped regardless to even check.
Exactly.
But, yeah,
no,
was like,
the humanity was just gone. I mean, everyone was going completely nuts. But so we see her come across the boxes, right? And so
correcting grammar.
She goes on correcting grammar, right? It's farther, not further. I'm like, come on now.
And this girl was like, okay.
Right. It's like, what does that have to do with anything I'm doing? And so she goes on this rampage to literally wipe out every single person that's leaving this box.
Also, don't you think people are catching on that this has happened? I'd be like, I'm sorry, I don't want to drive the trucks anymore.
Right. Like, I don't want to sign up for this.
There's a crazy lady that's attacking you with zombies. I'm done.
Right. Like, exactly. We see her impale
that first one got me.
Okay.
I was like, oh.
That was like, wow. Because we haven't seen a human to human. Whatever.
That was a
killing
kill.
Like that.
Yeah.
Like an actual murder. We haven't seen that in a while here on Fear of the Walking Dead. But man, that was insane.
Yeah.
And so she's following these people. So what did you think about her rampage? Like, what to you?
It's psychotic. I think she's lost all humanity.
She really did.
Yeah.
Honestly. But the whole passing situation and helping others, she sees as weakness.
Mm-hmm.
And she once said in there, she said that they won't learn how to help themselves. Yeah. What did you think about that?
Which
when she said
I
that?
Think for her, I guess it's true, because even after, like, when her husband had died, she was saying, you know, he's the stronger person. He's the one that would have, you know, she was
saying,
like, he would have survived out here. I'm not equipped to do it by myself. So she was like, and she just sat around the car. Even after he had died, she, like, didn't move on. Like, you're in the apocalypse now. Like, you mourn as you walk and, like, continue on.
You keep going, right.
But she had lost it. She was just, like, laying on the road, covering herself with dirt. So she was like, I didn't know how to help myself.
Right.
She had to learn how to. And that's how she's doing it. So in her head, she's like, I'm doing what I'm doing now because no one helped me and I had to help myself.
Right. So I just think it was a great, it was a great opportunity just to see her pass and see.
So good.
And see a little bit why. You know, you were a little feel a little empathetic for her, you know.
Like, and then I was like, right now, you have to take it so far.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you really, like, she was not like okay in the first place. I don't think she really just fell off very quickly. But so we'll see also Alicia and Charlie.
I love that
on
we
this
got to
trail.
See a little bit of everyone almost.
We did.
Yeah.
And we were just missing out on and John and but
so close.
Right, we almost saw everyone. We got a little bit of them at the end,
mm-hmm.
but so we see them in their on their trail, right? And mm-hmm. you think that they're looking for the others,
yes,
but they end up to be looking for a beach. So what did you think about that?
Cute.
Did you suspect anything?
I think Alicia at first, I think she was hoping they'd find Morgan and everyone, and
right.
then she, I don't know, I think she's fearing the worst. Because the worst keeps happening to them. So I think she's like, you know, the only thing I can do right now that I can think of that would make us both get a little, you know, a little bit of happiness is, you know, take you to the beach. Like, what other option do we have right now? Like, where do you go? You just pick a place. And she's like, I'm going to pick somewhere Charlie hasn't been.
Exactly.
But I was like, that's super sweet.
That was
full
amazing.
Circle moment to them finally, like, having a conversation. That was them finally opening up to
right.
each other.
And you know what? I was thinking, I mean, do you think, it's your opinion, do you think that that was her plan all along? Or once they found that
I
site?
I think when they found the site,
she kind of
broke. Because you could see she lost it.
Right.
Like,
she lost.
Really hoping they'd
exactly.
be here. And now I don't know what to do.
She really had that moment to herself. Where she just
she's like,
broke
it might
down.
Just be us too,
right? And so we find out that she wants to just do something good, and that seems to be a theme in like a lot of these episodes. You know, last episode mm-hmm. with Clayton and the beer,
yeah.
And you know, it just seems to be like people are trying to right the wrong, so to speak.
Yeah, or it's like, what else is there to live for?
Exactly.
At that point? You know, you want
right.
something that makes you feel good, and
right, exactly.
Yeah.
So that was just insane, but. We have the hospital visit, right? They go on a little hospital visit. All right. What was your reaction, first off, with how they'll get out on the way to the hospital? Because I was like, what's going to happen
here? I know.
Here?
When they were like, I know it was their only option because, you know, you have the situation with Wendell in the wheelchair. And you can only keep going like that for so long. But I'm like, you're going to lead all these walkers to the hospital and then you're gonna be stuck in there. I just was like, it's gonna be a never ending, like, you're gonna be stuck in that situation too.
Exactly.
So it's like, I guess, do you want to die in the hospital or die out in the street? But you know, it's they can't leave a man behind because they're all, you know,
it was a
bonded.
Crazy dilemma. Like,
yeah.
I didn't even because
I'm surprised
I didn't
they made
think
it that far
right
up to the roof.
Exactly. I didn't even think it was a hospital, like, you know, nearby. I'm just seeing this long road. I'm like, where are they going to go?
Yeah.
They're pulling, you know, this 200
super
pound man right
hospital this time.
Hospital,
I was like, oh.
Right this way. I was like, and then we'll get into inside the hospital in a minute, but it was just something a cliche.
Yeah, very
was
convenient
right,
right?
Hospital. so they get in there, they rush in there, right? What were your initial thoughts about finding the hospital? Because we've been through this a little bit in the past,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially in The Walking Dead and all that,
yeah.
how you know, you stumble upon these treasures.
It was so convenient.
Right.
I said it before, but it's just, first of all, Wendell needed a new wheelchair.
That's true.
Where's the best place to find a wheelchair?
Right.
The hospital.
Right.
Everyone, and the whole reason that they wanted to stop is because, you know, a lot of, she wanted to check and make sure everyone was okay. You know, Althea was overcoming being sick. People mm-hmm. had wounds. perfect place to do that is a hospital.
Right, exactly.
Just like for so many reasons, it just like was really perfect.
Right. But, everything was perfect about it, you know.
And except then, for you're going to be trapped in there.
Exactly. So. Which we saw later on in the episode. And you see Morgan, he's really taking on this leadership, you know, character.
He does not like it.
But yeah. And he resists it. He's
good at it, but he resists it. Yeah.
He resists it, which also leads to him doubting his leadership mm-hmm. capabilities, because every time he's like, you know, he doubts himself a little bit.
Yeah, because
but he ends up making a really great choice.
He's such a sensitive soul.
Right.
Being a leader, it puts you in a position where anytime something happens to someone, which can happen at any minute
exactly.
in this world. So it's just, and you see it happens at the end with Jim, and you can see how it's affecting Morgan. He, you know, every decision he made is the reason they are where they are.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got to live with that, like the guilt of everything that happens as a consequence.
Right.
So.
Right.
It's tough.
He's
sensitive, and he's watched, you know, on The Walking Dead, other people go through it because he wasn't in that position.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
role
crazy.
Role reversal for him.
It really is, mm-hmm. but I think he's doing an amazing job at it.
He's got great leadership
great
skills.
Great leadership skills, and he can whoop ass, so I mean.
I'd follow Morgan anywhere with that stick.
Of course,
yeah.
Simon with that stick, just give him the
yeah.
stick. That's all you gotta do. So we find out a lot about, you know, the characters inside the hospital. They get a chance to relax.
Yeah.
They get a chance to really, you know, just breathe for a second, mm-hmm. and then we find Jules, her fight, and she believes in Morgan so much.
Yeah.
Do you think it's actually, you know, she's fighting to see John again and trusting in Morgan that he will deliver that?
I think so. I think I know she also has learned not to keep her hopes up.
Right.
Because of yeah. everything that's happened to her in the past, which we've seen has been a lot. But I think a part of her, she's, you know, keeping a light on. You know, mm-hmm. there's a flame there. She's like, I'm hoping that.
Yeah.
And also, we've met John. He's pretty capable,
of
too.
Of course.
I'm sure she's like, there's a chance.
We'll find a way. Yeah. We'll find
chance.
A way.
Like, you guys found each other again after the first time, so
right.
who's to say it can't happen a second?
Exactly. Yeah. And
it should.
It should. Which it should.
Yeah.
As we're seeing, maybe.
Yes.
And you know what? It was just so crazy. It's funny, the elevator. I'm sorry. The elevator thing.
Like, also so cliche.
You guys got me.
And so right. coincidental. And right at the last minute.
Right at the last minute. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
I loved it, though. I love how much cliche it is.
And also, no one tried using the generators before at any point.
No,
like, I
exactly.
was just like, they just happened to be working.
Right.
They're still intact.
Right. So, speaking of generators, so Alicia decides to go with Sarah
mm-hmm.
to take care of this situation,
mm-hmm.
right? To get the elevators back on.
Yeah.
We saw, no, I'm sorry, I said Alicia, I meant Al.
Oh, Al.
Yeah,
say
sorry.
Al's.
Yeah,
Al, yeah.
Al, you know.
Al.
Al. And we saw her, you know, take this moment and really, like, sacrifice kind of
yeah.
sort of herself. What did you think about that?
I think it's also, you know, we know her as someone who collects stories, and
right.
she just finally got Wendell and Sarah's story.
Mm.
And there's... story was a really beautiful coming together of, you know, they've got each other's backs, they both, you know... Helping each other was, you know, such a huge part of Wendell's story. And then Sarah had his back and left the Marines because he couldn't.
Right.
And so I think after hearing that, she's like, you know what, this is my chance to step up and help you guys. And then also, you know, go, someone needs to protect Wendell because you two have been together this whole time. And
mm-hmm.
I just think it was quite the sacrifice.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was, really. But I was thinking, I'm like, how are you going to let this story out? Like, is that the point
yeah.
of...
But also,
the point
it shows
of...
she's come a long way, because when we first met her,
mm-hmm.
she was just sidelined. She never got
true.
Involved with the fighting.
That's
she
very true,
she's
yeah.
really grown attached to this group, and, you know, she's let them become a part of her, like, little... the family that they've got going on.
Exactly.
Which, at first, she was like, no, not having it.
Right.
I'm gonna drive you to your places so I can get your stories, but I'm not gonna, like...
I'm not gonna put myself in
the physical altercations you guys get into.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she was just like, okay, I'm not gonna fight,
but I'll watch.
That's kind of like when we first met Sarah and Wendell. They act like
yeah,
they didn't know
like,
anything.
No.
She's an ex-Marine, like, a former
yeah,
Marine.
And
I'm
and
like...
she's like, I guess I'll help.
She's like, what? Okay, I can use this.
Yes.
But then, speaking of altercations and all that, Jim So he finally got his first kill.
Yeah.
Congratulations, but he...
When did that thing bite him? I mean, I know they were rolling around a bit.
So much going on. I was sitting there like this the whole time because I'm like, he has to bite him.
Back. Yeah.
He had to bite him because it was like just so much. They fell
in
the gravity, like pushing him down. He had to get like a nice little chunk, you know?
As soon as they got up on that roof and she was like, I thought that was it on his hand.
On his hand, right.
And then I was like, this poor guy.
He's like, all
I
want to do.
Never left the brewery.
All I want to do is make beer. Yeah. Like, what the hell?
That was even, it's like his last words, but I'm supposed to make beer. It's like, Jim.
That's all you can focus on. And I wrote something very, something down when he said that.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, he was focusing on his purpose still.
It is.
Until the last breath. Like, because that's all you have left to live for.
And that's what he was good at.
Right.
Yeah, he was thriving and surviving when he was brewing.
Exactly.
And now he's like, what is this?
And like, every time he spoke about beer, it's like, it's so true. Because beer has started civilizations, like, literally. That's how it may form civilization. So they lost a very, you know, important part of restarting, but yeah, so that was crazy. Just seeing him get bit and all that, and then so we saw them on the roof. What are your initial thoughts when they got up there?
I was like, where are you gonna go now?
Right,
you've literally exhausted. You're at the highest point in this building. One of you is in a wheelchair.
Exactly.
How do you get him down? Even if there was like a fire escape, first of all, you know all the walkers are. I mean, I'm sure they'll figure it out. Obviously,
right?
But I'm so excited to see how. I feel like what
exactly. And now we saw in the
someone's
preview
someone's gonna have to come and create a diversion.
Something. Because, I mean, where are you at, Alicia? Somebody like
you
Charlie.
You can see it in Morgan though too. He's like, I really don't know.
Right.
I don't know. This
like
is
he was, and this was. I'm like, okay, he can doubt his leadership here because it's like
I would be. I don't want to make the decision.
I would be
anymore.
Like, oh shit! Like I don't know what's
gonna. Yeah, no skills. I don't want to do it.
Right, because like you really can't get down because there was like so many. There were so many walkers down there too. So it's like
you give the elevators another shot. I guess try the different floors. Yeah.
Isn't there a parking floor, like, underground? Like, do something, you know.
You gotta risk it.
Right.
Either way.
I'm like, come up with some type of plan. So, everything's destroyed, like the beer, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
In a sense, you know, Martha, she won a little bit, you know? Like, 1 point Martha.
They should have shot her right there. They should have taken her out.
Yeah. Like Wendell, I thought he was really paying attention to her.
I know, Wendell.
He let her go.
You had one job.
Right. And we just saw, like, everything. The beer, the boxes.
Yeah.
Like, all that stuff.
She took away all their hope.
She won. Now she wants to. Now she wants to destroy the rest of them.
Yeah.
You know, and she's like, they'll do it for you. So, what is this obsession you think with having the dead kill for her?
Yeah, I don't know if it's
I don't know how that ties into the husband though.
I think part of it, you know what it probably is? It's because it makes them weak helping others. So what she does is because remember when she kills the last guy? She's like, you don't understand now, but you'll help me kill what is they call the ghost panda or panda?
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember.
Polar bear.
Thank you. Ghost panda.
Panda,
but she was like, do you know where he is? Tell me about panda bear. And he was like, I'm not going to tell you anything. And she's like, that's fine, you know, but you'll help me kill him later.
Later, right.
So it's like, it ties into her whole, like, you can't help people because they won't, like, learn get strong on their own. So she, like, literally kills them and then she lets them help her. It's like this sick,
it's
twisted
crazy.
Mind
it's
game.
Just like,
yeah.
it's so, like, unique.
It is.
I would have never thought about
her,
it.
Her, like, psychotic little system she's got in her head.
It's really, really insane. I don't understand. But, I mean,
you're not crazy. That might be why.
I mean, exactly. But, I mean, wow.
Yeah.
Everything was gone. So now we are at Alicia and Charlie stumble upon the pond, or the lake, whatever. And when I saw them there, I'm like, oh, I know exactly where they are.
I know. That was so perfect. And it was also because they had, like, kind of lost hope in finding anyone. Mm-hmm. So it's just the fact that they stumbled across this place that we know is to be familiar because of John.
Right.
And then it just was, like, so perfect. And how Charlie was like, look, a beach. Like, we don't have to go all the way to the coast. Mm-hmm. Like, we can just find one right here.
I'm like, where's the sand, Charlie? Where's like, doesn't that beach?
I mean, you're being a little, it's not that great of a beach, but
it's the best you can do. It's the best you can do in the circumstance. So what were your thoughts about her, like, approaching? And did you see the hat right away?
I didn't see it until you said something. I was like, Perfect. I like knew where they were. Like knew that it was the same place, but the hat was going to be them being like, oh, this could be
important very well.
Here around here. Yeah. Right. But I don't even think they needed the hat because obviously at the end, it looks like they see thinking them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, at first, I'm not going to lie. I'm like, okay, is she going to go up to the water and the alligator is like, come out? And like,
I thought Charlie was done so for a second. I was like, you don't want to go swimming in there, honey.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, oh, no. Yeah. Don't go too close. But yeah, I definitely think that, you know, they saw them at the end across there.
So that'll be fun watching them figure out how to get.
Yeah. That'd be interesting. But we're going to get into that with predictions.
Yes.
Well, we got a little news and gossip, right?
We do.
So let's go into news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, guys. So we actually, before the show, we were reading that this the ratings in the second half of this season 4, so 4B, have gone down. They're dropping significantly after what people are contributing to killing off the show's lead, Kim Dickens. So apparently 4A episodes, which were the first half that we watched earlier this year, they were hovering between 2 and 2.5 million. And then now this second half of the season, not a single episode has breached 2 million, which these are still like significant numbers.
Yeah,
but
that's crazy.
That's a drop.
That is a drop.
Big drop, yeah.
Wow.
So I wonder if people were like that upset, you know?
Right. I mean, were you really that upset? I don't know.
People get like that when a favorite character is killed.
I mean, what do you all think?
Yeah.
I mean, was that really like a deal breaker?
Yeah, definitely let us know in the comments if you agree.
It's a deal breaker, I guess.
I mean, you're obviously all still watching since you're here with
exactly.
us.
Exactly. Right. That's crazy. And then we also, you know, we learned that there may potentially be some more crossovers. So we're on season 9.
Forget,
of the Walking
it's
Dead.
Not just Kim Dickens that left. We left
exactly.
Lost, like,
we lost
two
a lot.
Significant characters.
Right.
Like so.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see what happens next.
Me too.
I skipped over a little bit, but let's do our special segment because we had some kills today.
Yeah, we did have.
We
some
definitely
kills.
Had some kills. So I would love to know what was your favorite.
Yeah. I think
that sounds
nice.
Lovely.
I think mine would have to be Martha's. Her first kill that when they came, he came out of the woods, and she was just a broken shell of herself, still waiting for help, and she just picked up that like rake or shovel that fell off of the truck that was swerving to not help her, and she was like, that was her first one, and that was the only walker we've seen her like. Kill because she's been using them ever since.
Exactly.
So I just like the significance of it.
Right.
Yeah.
And I have to agree with you. I have to agree. It was a staple of like everything.
Of who she
became and like how she used these walkers for everything. And it was so vicious though.
Yeah.
And you can see what really ticked her off was helping.
Yeah.
Because she's like, I don't help people.
Yeah.
And it was just like, she really took that to heart. Crazy, crazy, crazy. A lot of things happened on this episode. I don't know.
It was a great episode.
Yeah. Two more episodes left. They're breaking up the longer episode, so it's going to be awesome. With that in mind, we have some predictions.
We do.
So.
I feel like there's
what you got going. I know it's a lot.
TV.
Predictions. Okay.
What you got?
So I think for sure Alicia and them have seen, they've either seen John or they're, you know, there's like, I don't know, there's something significant that they know they're there. So those two are going to team up.
Yeah.
And then somehow, I thought it was going to be a little bit longer until, but I guess we only have two episodes left.
Yep.
So I think this is when all the groups start joining up again. Yeah, they come together. So I think we're going to see definitely John and Alicia and Charlie and them get together, and then maybe somehow they're the reason that we get everyone out of the hospital. I don't know if they create a distraction, but like, how do they know they're there?
There's a lot.
This is going to be a good episode.
It's a lot, yeah.
And I feel like the elevator is going to be significant to them getting out, because if you can't go down, you're going to have to take the challenge and maybe try different floors, open a door, see what's in there.
Shimmy your way out the window, something. Get creative.
Yeah, and I'm really hoping Al's still alive. I don't think it's time for her to go yet.
Yeah, no.
And then I think my last one, Jim, I feel like his last thing he's going to do is because he asked about how much time he had, maybe he passes down his brewing knowledge. He like writes it down real quick.
That's a good one.
I can't see him leave with that, like, you know, one. This is how you do it. Like, right. Secret brewing recipe.
Right. I like that.
Yeah. He's got to have a last.
You got to have your legacy.
Maybe he saves the group somehow, takes his own, his last, he finally gets courageous.
Right. Oh, I agree.
Sacrifices
himself. You're quite a prediction.
I don't know.
I like it. I like that. Yeah, that Martha, I think it's going to be a showdown. Like, honestly, yeah. Everyone's going to meet up.
Oh, Martha.
It's going to be a shootout, as we saw a little bit. I think Al is going to make it out. Yeah, she's just a fighter. She really is. She can get out of anything.
Like Walker stories. Right. Yeah.
Like, so how did you get this one?
Yeah. No. Head wound.
And I definitely think they saw John at the end, and I think they're going to reunite, somehow get him off of that.
Yeah, they'll figure
somehow
it out.
Somehow get him across, somehow. And I think we're going to lose someone.
Yeah, besides Jim.
Yeah. I think we're going to lose someone because of Jim, honestly. I think someone's going to get...
Jim's going to lose it and cause someone... Yeah, I could see that.
Or returned. Yeah, and returned, and Martha uses him. I don't know. I just think someone's going to die. I just think Jim's going to be significant. I don't think they're going to let him just turn for no reason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, we'll see. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in and checking us out here on Fear of the Walking Dead. Be sure to comment, like, and subscribe. Do all that. We'll shout you out.
We will.
On the episode. We got two more episodes left. I can't wait. Things are going to get crazy. Go ahead and tell them where to find you, Krista.
Hey, guys. I'm your host, Krista Flungy, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Krista Flungy.
All right. And I'm your boy, Danny Royce. You can find me everywhere at I Am Danny Royce. Also, on Tuesday nights, The Purge here on AfterBuzz TV. Mm. Thank you so much, folks, for checking us out. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. See you next.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.